$19.99 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they'd just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
0%, no interest financing through 2013 with approved credit. Plus, downloadable coupons online at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw here for the original $189 window guys at Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, installation, and more. Save money on your energy bills now. Call Window World today, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I ain't listening to you no more.
I don't blame you, Carl.
Wow.
I wouldn't either.
I thought he enjoyed our show.
Yeah, I do too.
You never know about people.
Sometimes they lie to you.
Oh, fair weather fans.
Not fair weather today.
No.
Boy, you're not kidding.
You got that right.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, oh, Dan.
It's raining cats and dogs. I stepped in a poodle.
Don't you know the people who just tuned in accidentally are thinking, man, I found my station.
I've been waiting for something like this.
This is some funny stuff here. Where have they been all my life? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon, here we are already the 8th of November, Thanksgiving. Not far away, my mother and I, my late mother, she's no longer around, and I had a pretty strained relationship, and I don't really think that she was ever, I don't know, real happy with me or the way that I...
Like management here is?
Similar, oh, except management didn't give birth to me.
Oh.
Sometimes I think they feel like they might have.
Right.
But, no, she... I think one of the problems that we had, and I'm getting to a point here with the story, is that I'm not sure she was ever comfortable with my telling her the truth. Sometimes parents, and I know there are kids who tell their parents what they want to hear. You know, well, I hope you didn't drink any beer while you were there. Oh, no, Mom, I didn't. A lot of the other kids drank, but I didn't. And I wasn't a drinker. That's not really a good example, but it's an example of how kids, you know, say what they want to hear. And one of the things I think that strained my relationship with my mother was that what I would tell her sometimes is not what she wanted to hear. For example, you know, when she asked me about the girl I was going to marry, and I... You know, she said, well, does she go to church? See, to some people, the answer, yes, she goes to church, that to them is 80% of everything they need a person to be, is a churchgoer. Well, I have news for those people like my mother and people who have that old way of thinking. That doesn't mean anything that you go to church. It could be for show. You could be the church pedophile. You could, it doesn't mean anything. It just means you go to church for whatever reason. So, you know, when I said, well, yeah, what church? And I said, Catholic. Well, I got to tell you, right then, my mother didn't care for my wife because in the South, a lot of the Protestants did not care for the beliefs of the Catholics, and you weren't to associate with them too closely because your friends would talk, and it just didn't look good because you're mingling with the devil's people because they're not going to heaven. Folks, I'm just telling you the way it was.
We were partiers, buddy. Catholics were partiers.
As a kid in the South, I'm just telling you how it was.
Drinking and gambling at the school picnics.
Bingo. That's right.
And we didn't know anything about the Catholic lifestyle or bingo or drinking. We just knew they weren't going to the church we went to, so they were going to hell. Now, that's not the way to think, and I'm kind of sorry that I was exposed to that, but in a way I'm glad I was because I understand prejudice and judgment and bigotry and all that. Now, my point is, this time of year comes around, and sadly, there's not much that I missed because we weren't as close as I wish we had been, as close as my dad and I have become since she passed away. I'll give you an example. We left my parents in charge of our kids one time when they were little. There were three kids, and my mother made some comment about, we never see the kids. Well, first, they never made the attempt to see them. They didn't call them. They didn't call, check in, how's everything going, what are you doing at school? They didn't show any interest at all. Yet they seemed to feel that because the other grandparents lived close and they didn't, they somehow were second fiddle. So, my wife says we're going to take a vacation for a week. I have to tell you, let me back up. There was a time when my working life when I took a lot of vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
That doesn't sound like you now. No,
knowing you now at this
day and time.
Like a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so she said, how'd you like to come to St. Louis and you can hang out for a whole week with the kids? Well, it was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster because my mother did not think that 90% of what we had the kids doing was necessary. Why do they have to take piano and swimming? And why does she have to go to a dance class? And why do you have them in this? And why I can't do all this. This is what my wife did it all the time. And when we came back, and man, I'm telling you, when I say this, I'll bet you 90% of you listening will, in some form, relate to the tension and the strain that comes when you get married and there are in-laws and other people now to appease and to deal with. When we returned from vacation, my mother, in a sense, criticized the life my wife had my kids living, which, by the way, I commend her for, because they learned a lot about social skills and interacting, and they weren't, this was a time when you didn't sit and play video games all day. You interacted with other kids, either tennis or they did soccer and wrestling and baseball and piano. You expose them to enough and then something will catch. They'll like it, or if they don't, you move on to something else. But she said, I can't believe that you have the schedules you have for these kids. And I didn't even make it to a couple of appointments. Quite frankly, it was just too much. And all my wife said, all she said was, well, I'm sorry that you were so put out, and I'm sorry this was such a burden for you to watch them for, by the way, the only week they ever watched them in their whole lives. And she says, I will never put you through this again. We'll never do this again. Now, that was the wrong thing to say to my mother. You don't say, I'll make sure you never do this again, because essentially then the way she takes it is, I don't ever want you watching our kids again. That's not what she meant. She meant, if it's that big a deal, we just will make sure you never go through it again. They didn't come to see us. They lived 275 miles away. They did not come to see us. She would not allow my dad to visit us for 5 years because of that comment. 5 years. Now, what I want to say is, at this time of year, there are two things that I'm going to miss. When my mother made dressing for Thanksgiving, and I mean cornbread dressing and gravy and the turkey, it was, to me, and you usually like what you are fed as a kid and what you grow up eating, I've never in my life tasted anybody's dressing that can even come close. And the other thing she did was fried chicken, like I've never tasted ever anywhere, north, south, east, west, anywhere. It was a ritual. She had a local small town butcher skin the chicken, and she cooked it in an iron skillet that you never wash, by the way. If you know what you're doing, you don't wash iron skillets. You wipe them out.
Seasoning.
That's exactly right. They burn in flavor and seasoning. And she'd use those iron skillets, and then she would, she had a whole ritual. The chicken pieces, skinless, would soak in ice, salted ice water all night. Then they would go into the skillet, then they'd go from the skillet to the oven, and then back for the final phase of frying in the skillet. I will never again in my life taste that chicken, because my son has actually taken the recipe and tried it. And if you've ever known anybody who has a sort of special knack with a particular dish, you can take the literal recipe and do it, but it doesn't taste the same. They have added something by themselves over the years, like modified it a little bit. Exactly. And they just have a secret...
Not exact measurement.
And as I think about that every Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll never, ever have that dressing again. And that's something that I'm really going to miss. So here we are.
Maybe your wife could start a new tradition and make something.
No, she started a new tradition called not cooking anything. Yeah, she started a new thing called Thanksgiving starvation.
Takeout.
Oh. Yeah. Starving. I think what she wants to do is have our family get a feel for what it was like way back in the 1600s or whatever when people didn't have anything to eat.
Yeah.
And this is her way of, over the holiday season, getting us to appreciate hungry people, because she cooks nothing. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's a good way to let us experience that.
I think most people are like that, though, because the food that you've had around those holidays all your life, your memories are so tied to that, you know, with the every year, you know, that the holidays, it's mostly tied, most of it is food, at least in my family.
But that's the best memory, because it's the one memory that doesn't involve embarrassing Uncle So-and-so,
right,
or somebody getting in an argument and getting up and leaving, or somebody spilling something or burning. The food part of the memory is great.
My family loves to eat, so there's always a lot of food around this, so that's most of the memories.
And isn't it amazing how... Every other time you turn on a news program or the Today Show or some special, they're talking about, let's get this out of the mouths of kids and let's stop them from eating this. When I was a kid, they would come over, your grandmother, your aunt, your mom, with a bowl and take a spoon and plop it on your plate, and you need another helping.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to eat all this food.
Yeah, you embarrassed them and hurt their feelings. What, you don't like my salad? I mean, they didn't. It was like saying this is not any good if you don't eat three helpings. That's what we call them, helpings. You want another helping of, whatever it is. What is that... ambrosia.
Oh, yeah, with the little marshmallows and stuff.
That's a big one at the holidays. That's a good one. So, but I do still have my mother-in-law, and she's a wonderful person, and we'll...
Have you ever been to a family function where you've run out of food? Where you actually ran out of food?
Oh, no, not in my family.
Are you kidding? Yeah. What kind of family is that? No.
No.
No, everybody always carried something home. Here,
backup stuffings, backup potatoes.
Yeah. Take some of this casserole
pie.
Home. We will never be able to eat all this. And everybody walks out. One of the things you buy before the holidays is plenty of aluminum foil, because you're going to be wrapping up a whole bunch of stuff for people to take home. Now, before we really get kicked in here, a Burke segment. Anybody? Anything? 24 hours have gone by.
Something I do.
Must have happened.
Oh, see ya.
Let me introduce you, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the show now for almost 20 years, I guess. Don't know what I'd do without him. Yeah, I do. I'd have a really successful show. Here is Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
Thank you, Frank. I'm touched.
Not
by me.
Oh.
In the brain.
My wife has had some money in a financial institution since I've known her, since before I've known her. So she's had this money in this place for quite a while.
Now, can I just stop you and
yes.
clue you in on something?
Yes.
I promise you she has other money you know nothing about.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. There's it consists of like there's like three savings accounts. And she called me the other day and said, hey, the money, there's two accounts that are completely, the money's gone. Did you take the money out? And I'm like, I haven't touched anything. So I call this financial institution, and they tell me the accounts have not had any activity for a year. So what we do is we take the money out and we give it to the state of Missouri as unclaimed property.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Now, you can get the money back, but you have to go through the state of Missouri. So
I've never heard of such
I told them that, too. I said, I have never heard of this. I said,
just a year?
Yeah. I said, it's a savings account.
That's insane.
So
if you've never added to it or withdrawn.
Yeah, never added or withdrawn or anything
that.
Yeah,
that ought
like
to be against the law.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And it's like, she goes, oh, no, that's what we do. I'm like, since when? How come nobody's ever said anything? Not a phone call, nothing. She said, oh, we sent out a letter. I said, I don't read that crap, because sometimes it's like, oh,
sign up for our
newsletter. Yeah, sign up for this, sign up for that, sign up for that.
Most snail mail, postal mail you get now, 95% of it is garbage.
Yeah. I said, we do everything. We check this stuff online. That's it. So I went into First Community today, and I was asking them if they've ever heard anything like that. And they said, that's crazy. They said, no, you can have whatever amount you want in here and leave it as long as you want. We don't care. So that was the first I've ever heard of that.
Is your wife going to see the light? And
that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I yank all that stuff out.
We're going to take everything out. Every cent out of that place.
Well, if she's your wife, that's the only thing she's going to yank.
And put it. That's right.
Oh,
that
man.
And put it in First Community. But I've never heard of anything like that.
No, me either. I mean, I've heard of that unclaimed stuff, but I thought that was like 20 years go by and somebody dies.
Yeah,
nobody
really.
Knows about it. Not a year.
Well, you'll have to keep us up to date on this process now of getting it back from the state of Missouri.
Yeah, she says, oh, no, you can get it back. You just have to claim it.
I'm like, through all the red tape.
But now we have to go through the state.
Who you are and everything.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
It's a bunch of hooey. So
and it's not First Community Credit Union.
No, it's not. No.
Good. Anybody else?
You know those windmills you see on the side of the road?
Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here. Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
You know those windmills you see on the side of the road?
The what?
The windmills.
The giant.
They have like three thingies on them. Have you ever seen one of those things off the windmill on the ground?
They're huge.
Those things, it's like the size of a gigantic plane.
No, they're huge.
Are there on-off switches or something? Because, you know, some of them are going and some of them aren't, and the wind was going all over the place, so obviously they all would have been going.
No, that's a good question. In some of the mountain passes in the west and the southwest, they'll have thousands of them, and some will be turning, and some won't. And I don't know if the propeller pitches are configured differently so that no matter what the wind direction, some of them will always be turning. That's my guess. I think they're tipped and tilted at a different angle, and the blade pitch is different so that, you know, you don't only get action and motion when the wind is coming from one direction. I think that's probably more what it is, that they're, you can't tell it, but they're slightly, there's a slight difference in how the blades are facing and the pitch of the blades, so that a change in wind will still cause some of them to move when others might not. That's my guess.
Okay.
That's all I know. That's it. Anything else?
I have one quick thing.
All right. Let me introduce you. Been with us now for, you know, what, 10 years?
Something like that.
10 years. Started. I remember when he started, he said to me, boy, I can't wait till I start shaving.
Right.
That's how young he was.
And now that I have to shave, I don't. Yeah,
and then he said, wow, what's it like when you get your first erection?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was 2 years
I still
ago.
Don't know
that
about
was,
that.
That
yeah.
was 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he's married.
Now I have no use for it.
No, it's wasted now. Eon the Peon. Peon, what do you have?
Thank you very much. I just thought I'd... Well, it's more of a warning, too, for people, and just a news story, that they're getting ready to release the .xxx. Website domains. Have you heard about that?
Well, we talked about it was coming.
Yeah, but it's coming. So now, like a lot of places I saw, like Washington University.
Tina, Well, hang on.
What she, did you,
no, you know what she
what
just
she
did?
Chuckling at?
You said it's coming, and she did that.
That'd
you know
be
how,
a good tagline.
You know how dirty she is. You know how she turns everything into something dirty.
Well, my brain is so clean, I didn't even understand
me
what
either.
Was going on.
Me either.
I didn't even know what she was laughing at.
I didn't get it at first.
So,
Triple X is coming.
But apparently, they're having a phase where everybody, and this is all the people that, and you know, a lot of our listeners probably have websites out there for their businesses and things like that. They're calling this phase the sunrise phase. They're giving everybody a chance to claim, like let's say you have FrankOpinion.com. They're giving you a chance now ahead of everybody else before they release rights to everybody to claim FrankOpinion.xxx. So nobody else can buy that domain later and then somehow, you know, try
to... It's extortion. It's extortion. It's hijack. Here, I shouldn't have to... In order to prevent some scumbag from taking FrankOpinion.xxx and turning some filthy, disgusting site,
right.
I shouldn't have to cough up money, because that's what you're talking about, unless I do this, unless I buy it.
During the sunrise phase, right, unless
yeah,
you...
My name could be on something I don't want to know.
That's what they're saying. A lot of universities like Washington University and University of Missouri, Columbia, have already reserved their, like, Mizzou.xxx. They've already bought that just in case. You know, it's only, I think they said it costs, I don't know what it costs, $200 or whatever to reserve the domain. But
somebody's making a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but see, I don't know who's behind releasing all these.
There's something wrong with this. You shouldn't be able to take GeneralMotors.xxx, and when it comes up, but I think most people with half a brain and any common sense are going to know that anything .xxx is a separate entity.
Right.
And it can have nothing to do, and probably has nothing to do, with what comes before the dot.
Right.
Most... barely intelligent people would know that.
And I guess the bigger companies just figure, well, why not? I mean, it's $200. Why not just, to not have the headache? But I just thought that was interesting. And I just wonder where all that money goes.
Well, where do you go to lay claim to, if I want to do FrankOpinion.xxx, to keep them from doing, where do I go?
I guess you would go to any of those sites,
GoDaddy,
you know, where you can claim domains, you'd have to go through that. Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting to and you're wondering where does all this .xxx money go? I mean,
no, where does it go?
Where it goes to all the individual site hosting places, or
so if I want to say, I think I'm going to start something .ahole, and if you don't want your company's name in front of it, you pay me.
An extension, yeah. I don't know how they. I don't know who is in charge of that. There,
yeah, I'm not smart enough.
As far as I know, I don't think there's a governing body of the internet. Like, there's not some overseer of things like that where they
can't
have a meeting.
Sit around worrying about it.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to do a FrankOpinion.xxx and knock yourself out. You'll never ever prove that I have any connection to it, and if somebody's dumb enough to think I do, I can't lose any sleep over it.
That's right.
We have to do a little business. And
I'm going to buy it. Is that all right?
That's it for you?
Buy FrankOpinion.
I'm going to buy FrankOpinion.xxx. Is that okay?
And then make it really filthy?
Yeah. Just a bunch of, you know...
You can tell...
Some of my favorite things,
just be
you know...
Yes.
Well, you'd go ahead. Then
you wouldn't be opposed to that, right?
No, because then I'll go by eontthepeon.idoitwithanimals.
They don't have an I Do It With Animals extension yet.
I'll get one. I'll start that. I'll get that going. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that we are at Tuesday already. That puts us 2 days away from the big Thursday night eating extravaganza at Argosy Casino Alton. And that's all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs. 2 days away, plenty of warning, biggest crab legs in town. 20 years, this year of 2011. You go back 20 years to, what would that be, 1991? And... that was the beginning. That's when it all started 20 years ago, when Argosy came to town and were the very first to bring casino action to the St. Louis area. So they continue to celebrate 20 years of fun with cash and prizes. And if you want to know, and I have all the stuff, but you know what? I don't need to get into what days and how many times on slots. And get yourself an Argosy preferred card and get in the system, and you'll be kept up on all of that stuff. They have some specials at the Captain's Table Buffet. In addition, In addition to the Thursday night, all you can eat shrimp and crab legs, you need to check on those. There's seafood Friday and barbecue on Monday nights and Sunday brunch and all kinds of stuff. Coming this weekend, November 11th and 12th, John Michael Montgomery to Argosy's Music Hall, where there's not a bad seat in the house. No, December 9th and 10th, the Christmas show, holiday variety show, with Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. Again, that's the 9th and 10th. That's the one that's a Toys for Tots show each night of the two nights. You either get in with an unwrapped new toy, or you get in for $10, and that money goes for Toys for Tots. January 6th, the month of the birthday of Elvis Presley. I think Elvis' birthday was actually the 8th, I think. But January 6th, once again, Memories of Elvis with Steve Davis at Argosy's Music Hall. That's at 7 o'clock. And Johnny Cash tribute featuring Bill Fornes and One More Round, January 20th and 21st. That ought to be good. Tribute to the Man in Black. It's all at Argosy. And all the information you need, ticket purchases, whatever, is at this number, 1-800-711-GAME. That's 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino, Alton.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. It's kind of crummy out there, Tim, isn't it?
It's real crummy out there. We've got a couple incidents going on. Westbound 30 at Highway 270, we've got a right lane block due to a crash there. Westbound 70 before Hanley, same thing. They have cleared an earlier crash that was on westbound 40 on the ramp to 270. And right now you're looking heavy on westbound 4064 between Lindbergh through Mason. Also going to be heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge and eastbound 70. That's jamming up now as you approach Salisbury through St. Louis Avenue. And this traffic report is brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps 1 in 3 people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. After 2 games on the road, Missouri back at Faurot Field this Saturday to take on Texas, a team that they haven't beaten since Gary Pinkel took over as the head coach. What will happen this Saturday?
Pre-game is at 10 a.m., kickoff is at 11.
Get every pass, every play right here this Saturday on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.5%. 3.5% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.5%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.5 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
My dog does so much for me, I'll do anything I can to give back to him in return. That's why feeding him a good food with high-quality nutrition is really important. But it needs to be more than good for him. He needs to be excited about it, too. Come here. Good boy. That's why I trust Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blend.
Pro Plan Shredded Blend formulas are savory, high-quality mixtures of hard kibble and tender shredded pieces for exceptional taste and variety. Plus, they're made with nutritional extras, like real chicken, beef, or lamb as the number one ingredient.
I strive to do more for my dog. And with the exceptional nutrition, taste, and variety in Pro Plan Shredded Blend, I know I am.
Find the complete line of Pro Plan dry and wet formulas and snacks at your local pet specialty retailer. Tell us how you do more for your dog at domoreforpets.com.
Winter is closing in quickly. JC here to tell you about FM Roofing and their exclusive maintenance program. Become a member of the program now and you get all the member benefits. First off, get the 14-point written roof inspection, and that's just now, but twice a year in the fall and in the spring. FM's technicians will come out and check all aspects of your roof, from shingles to flashing. Plus, while FM Roofing is there, they'll clean your gutters with each inspection. This maintenance program is just $189 a year. Plus, as a member of the program, if any damage is found, you receive 25% off the cost of those repairs and the peace of mind that your largest investment is safe and protected. And as an added benefit of the membership, if a hail or windstorm hits your area, all you do is call FM and they'll come out free of charge and check your roof for any damages. So make sure you protect yourself and call FM Roofing at 314-632-6723 or in Illinois 618-628-1984 or find them online at fmroofingexteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Problem. Your skin is dry. Your throat is scratchy. And yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's comfortable. It's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Tech Air Heating and Air Conditioning, serving St. Charles County, or visit tech-airinc.com.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies Wings and Things hot sauce, Cookies premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
The days grow short, the air grows cold, and Christmas stories soon are told. As people watch the falling snow, for awesome gifts to Kohl's they go, like fire trucks for little ones, and pirate playsets for hours of fun. Enchanting scents from Calvin Klein, glitter candles, a festive shine. For gifts that please, it's hard to beat the place called Kohl's just down the street.
Come to Kohl's Christmas kickoff sale starting Wednesday and earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. With the perfect gifts at the perfect prices, you'll love to give and be happy to save. Kohl's, expect great things.
My name Willie the Blues Man. Whenever I'm in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, I always tune in to the Big 550. My man, Frank and the Gang. Loud morning, show in the afternoon. And a cat's meow.
Hey, Willie, you didn't, he didn't hit the post.
Yeah, Willie.
Kind of let, started talking over.
That was a recording. That was a recording. We just played. There's no. Willie wasn't.
And I screwed up
here.
I didn't recording. Hit the post right with the recording.
Oh, yeah, that was either Peon's fault.
That was Peon's fault.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah. So, you remember yesterday we had a little talk with Mike Evans about the Amboy Dukes, and I said I had seen this sign outside Las Vegas that said, you know, Amboy, California, so many miles. And I said, I wonder if that's how the name Amboy Dukes came to be, and then the name Ted Nugent popped up because he was with the Amboy Dukes. Remember, he almost got mad saying that this song he mentioned, which I never heard of, was their biggest hit.
Oh, Mike, yes.
Yeah, well, thanks to a listener who went and did a little digging, we were right about Journey to the Center of the Mind. Here's the very beginning of a two-page article. It says, Detroit's Amboy Dukes are best remembered for their 68 acid rock classic Journey to the Center of the Mind. He doesn't even mention that song that he kept insisting.
I heard that one, Baby Please Don't Go. Yeah, but it wasn't the biggest hit.
Nowhere near the hit. But we can't say it to him to anything about it because he's a baby.
Sensitive. Very sensitive.
And you never hear him say, man, was I wrong about that. Have you ever heard him say that?
No.
Boy, was I wrong.
Boy, I peed all over myself on that one.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Nope. And you're not going to hear it. Nugent is I like Ted Nugent, but he becomes a little irritating, and I'm a big supporter of, you know, the whole gun hunting thing, but boy, he goes on and on and on with it sometimes to the point where you go, you know what, Ted, we get it, but I still find it interesting that you look at that guy and you listen to his music, and he claims he has never smoked a joint or done any drug in his life.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying he has to be the only hard rock musician ever that has never even smoked a joint. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that's almost
from that era.
One of the few, maybe.
Yeah.
From
yeah,
the
one
60s?
Of the few, yeah.
Oh yeah, well, one of the very few, if not the only one. And I didn't know this, but he had a reality show in 2004 called Surviving Ted. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes of it.
Surviving Ted, the Ten Commandments. It was done for VH1, and contestants attempted to live in survival mode on one of Ted Nugent's ranches. And he himself almost didn't survive. The show pretty much ended when he had a chainsaw accident making the show. 40 stitches.
Wow.
After the chainsaw cut a big gash out of him. And I think that was the end of Ted's survival. Whoa, oh, thank you. Thanks for chiming in there. Of Ted's survival show. We do we got time to take a couple calls real quick? Probably. It's here, 314, jump on in here, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll take a couple calls. Voted last night for J.R. Martinez. Hope you did, too. And by doing that, you essentially didn't vote for Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace has to go. She has to go. I pulled her up on Wikipedia last night and a couple other sites, and I had forgotten about how much I couldn't stand Nancy Grace and why. And it's more than just that satanic face. It's her. And her.
How is she still on there? How has she made it this far?
Because they are letting her, they're giving her a free pass.
But it's, well, no, but people call in to,
pretty bad
don't people call in to vote for other people, right? It's whoever gets the least amount of call-ins, right?
You can text, but I don't get it.
Who's voting for her?
I don't get it. Forget that she's a disgusting, loudmouth pig. She's not a good dancer. She's the stiffest, worst dancer on the show.
Blob.
And she's still in there. We're going to take some calls. Scott is up first. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hello. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. That's a good way to be. What's up?
Ted Nugent, He claims he's never done any drugs. He was addicted to sex. I guess. I mean, no, they say he was really addicted to it, like doing thousands of women. But
wow.
He's
normal.
Three times, and he's 64 years old, and he runs around that stage like he's a teenager.
He's like Jagger.
I mean, for hours.
Yeah, like
it's unbelievable.
Mick Jagger, same thing.
Unbelievable. And he's got his wife is he has hunting shows, and he has his wife on, and she's very, very pretty. Her name is Charmaine, I think is her name.
Yeah.
And one day we're talking about they shot a deer, and he said he was gonna this is some nice meat, and he said, speaking of meat, I'm gonna go introduce
Uh-oh.
Charmaine to mine.
Wow.
It's funny, I don't really get it, but it's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Hey, here's something else to throw at Mike Evans, or maybe not throw at him. Someone called, and I'm going to check on this. When he said, Baby, Please Don't Go, that song, that's 10 years after, right? Someone else called and said it was 10 years after that did that song. And they sounded a little like the Amboy Dukes, I guess.
Now, wait, what was 10 years after what?
10 years after was a song, was a name of a group.
Oh, I thought you were saying
the
time.
No.
It wasn't the Amboy Dukes that made that record.
Baby, Please Don't Go.
I don't think that's correct.
Someone thought it was.
I bet a lot of people covered it.
Well, here's all that matters. Every article I found said by far and away their biggest hit was Journey to the Center of the Mind. So, Mike's wrong. That's it. Case closed. Wrong
again. Baby, Please Don't Go has been done by 40 different people.
Yeah, I bet what he was playing wasn't even the Amboy Dukes, wasn't Nugent, wasn't anything close. But we're going to let him go because we have to, or because he'll go insane. Bill is up. Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, I saw him perform right after the Amboy Dukes broke up in a place called the Rainy Days, probably like in 69 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, shut up. Shut up the 69 thing.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry. We don't know why they do that.
He was really strange. The song you're talking about might be the James Brown song, because he did a James Brown song that night. That might be that, Baby Please Don't Go.
But either way, our point with Mike Evans was the Amboy Duke's biggest hit was Journey to the Center of the Mind.
Right.
And he was arguing with us about that.
Oh, yeah, that was it. But this is what he said. He goes, now this is after they broke, you know, after he was solo. He goes, everybody expect me to do that song? He goes, I'm not going to do that. If you want to hear that song, turn on the radio and whack off. Then, Vinny goes backstage. Okay. Comes back out with an Indian outfit on, with what's that little flap thing? What do you call it? Little flap.
Loincloth.
Oh yeah, loincloth.
Yeah, cloth. And he was climbing up the PA speakers, and all the girls were up there looking because that's all he had on.
Well, you know what? If that's what gets the chicks and gets the audience riled up, it's show business. You do what you got to do.
That's right.
And you only do that if you got something worth showing off.
Yeah, I would guess so. He was strange. It was a strange show.
No, he's a different guy. I like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's different.
He's different. Exactly.
All right, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Joe Frazier is dead. What was he, only 60-something?
67, I think.
How could that? I thought Joe Frazier would have been about 80. I always thought of him as a lot older than that. I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, because when people die, you're only supposed to say good things about them. And this is not anything bad about his character or anything. But Joe Frazier... it was either Joe Louis or Joe Frazier. Maybe it was Joe Louis, who in his last days was a greeter at one of the casinos. I think it was Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. You know, like a Walmart greeter, but mm-hmm. He was at the casino. Pretty sad. But Frazier came into our studios when we were at Kix. And the other day on the air, Dan incorrectly told all of you that he worked at Kix 106. We were at Kix 104, not 106. And I think that's where Frazier came in, and when you have people in, it's customary that after the show, if they can hang around, you take them down the hall to the production room, and they do that thing like Willie just did. You know, hi, this is so-and-so, and when I'm in St. Louis, I always listen to... Yeah, and it's not really true, but it sounds good, and you get them to do it. The TV stations do it. So we get Joe Frazier in. I'm not kidding. I have never... ever encountered a guy who could not say one complete sentence without messing it up, and we had to edit sentences together, not paragraphs, but sentences. I remember we said, here's what I want you to say. Hi, this is Smoking Joe Frazier, and my favorite country station is Kix 104. He'd get about as far as this. Hi, and then we'd stop, and then we'd go, hi, this is Smokin' Joe. He should know his own name. Hi, this is Smokin' Joe. But the funny part was, 100 SH words. Every time he'd mess up, he'd go, hi, this is Smokin' Joe. SH. And so we had to cut all those out, and we ended up piecing together just word by word enough that we got a kind of a promo out of Joe Frazier. But he was nice to be around in the studio.
I think it's from all the punches.
Well,
I don't think he always spoke that way.
But look at the guy who took a lot of punches and not only has his mind intact, but he's a genius businessman. Look at George Foreman.
Yeah?
I mean, he seemed to have managed to escape all the brain injury stuff and become very... And again, usually these guys are surprisingly nice. Remember how nice Foreman was when he came?
Oh, yeah.
Stayed an hour. They're just the boxers in general. Tyson is supposed to now have mellowed a little. We'll see. I don't know if we'll ever get him in or not, but that's the Joe Frazier story. I was just real surprised to see that he was... that he was as young as he was. And real quickly, this Occupy, fill in the blank, whatever. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm tired of hearing about it. And I also, like I said yesterday, don't know, these people must not have jobs or anything, but it was really interesting. I saw yesterday where they sent some survey people out, and they asked right at the rallies, the Occupy rallies, why are you here? Only 1 in 20, 5%, even had an answer. Not only did some of the answers didn't even make sense, but 19 out of every 20 they asked didn't know why they were there. They'd say things like, "We're here because we want a better country." No, they said, "But what is it you're trying to? What are you pushing for?" "We're pushing for a better country." Well, what do you mean? What is it you want to happen? "We want change." "What kind of change?" "We just we want everybody we won't get some jobs." They had no idea. They had no mission. I mean, 19 out of 20. And they read the number of people they stopped, and it was literally, you know, a few thousand. So I don't get that. I don't get people who go out and promote a cause or hold a sign because somebody gave it to them and said, "Here, hold this," and you have no idea why you're there. I don't care what political affiliation it is. If you don't know why you're there, you know, don't go there. You shouldn't be there. We're doing another little bit of business here. I'm a bald guy, for people who don't know it.
What?
I'm a bald guy. Yep.
Oh, you sure are. Look at that.
And I'll take the rest of the business into the next hour and get caught up then, peon. But I've been bald since I was 23 years old, and it freaked me out at 19 when I started losing my hair. And I will tell you honestly, I was embarrassed, and I thought I would never get a wife or a girlfriend, because what decent-looking chick wants to introduce her 23-year-old bald-headed boyfriend to everybody? But it worked out okay. And they didn't have NeoGraft. They didn't have anything even close to the NeoGraft hair transplantation system. In fact, it hasn't been around that long, but it is now FDA approved. And when I first heard about it, I thought, okay, this is another way for some people to make some money, and it maybe is not that effective. And then I went and I studied and I read about it and I went online. I met Dr. Richard Moore at the Lifestyle Center. This is an amazing process of hair transplantation done follicle by follicle, one hair at a time. It'll cost you on average about $8,000 to $12,000. But the millions of women who pay for all kinds of cosmetic augmentation don't mind the money. It's the results they want. And if you have thin hair, you're going bald, you're between 30 and